from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Something different for downtown Timmins begins tomorrow. Instead of the Urban Park on Wednesdays and the Urban Farmers Market on Thursdays, they're combining the two. Summer events coordinator Haley Goldstone says it's to minimize traffic disruptions during Connecting Link reconstruction.
Instead of blocking off three streets for 2-3 days, we decided to combine the events and make it one big event.
Kids' activities will be going on at the same time as crafters and nonprofits staff their displays, and farmers and other vendors do their thing. That's every Wednesday in July and August between 10 and 2 on 3rd Avenue between Spruce and Balsam Streets. Thousands of people gathered at the Gillies Lake Conservation Area last night for the city's first Canada Day drone show. Now, without making any claims about this being a scientific survey, here's the reaction from a few of the spectators.
Drones are way cooler. Not only do you get to see like walking bears in the sky, it also hurts my ears less.
I like the drone show better than fireworks. I think we should stick with this.
It was mesmerizing. Better than fireworks.
Can be better than that, improved and longer.
Organizers, having learned from their first experience, say they'll work on improvements for next year, communicating beforehand the best place for viewing and a few other odds and ends. Cricket Ontario is working at promoting and establishing the sport of cricket in Northern Ontario. And this Saturday and Sunday, the Timmins Tigers host the second annual Timmins Mayor's Cup at Fern Tremblay Park. Tigers director Deepak Datta says teams from Sudbury, Thunder Bay, and Toronto will be in town for the event. A quick primer on cricket. Each team has 15 players with 11 on the field at a time.
On the ground, you'll see the cricket game. One is batting, one is bowling. So you'll see a lot of people fielding around it like the baseball. So it's similar to baseball, but the players have to tip the ball first and then the other hitter can hit the ball.
The Tigers are just back from a second place finish at a Sudbury tournament this past weekend. In our final look at tourist attractions to bring visitors to this summer, one that you probably drive past every day, museum director curator Karen Bachman points out the Hollinger Park Grandstand.
There are not very many left of that design in North America. So it's kind of a fun thing that we still own and we still have, and they will be used to quite a lot this summer, from what I understand.
You can listen to the entire interview from which we've derived the installments for this series over on our website. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.